that the rest of it is for me. It's not so much.
There's one other space still, the space in Cumbernauld, which is very reverberant still to come.
Really?
Yeah, you'll go like it. It's a nice space. Underground car park. All concrete.
We're doing one space or two spaces?
In Cumbernauld, there's two underground car parks, plus we can do stuff in the big modernist town centre. And there's also, depending on whether we like it or not, there's the little stumps, like the old foundations of now knocked down council houses.
So there's all kinds of possibilities.
Yeah, there's a lot of opportunity, I think. Like, we've to go up there tomorrow and meet the manager of the town centre, but when we walked around there, I mean, there could be like 10 or could be 5 or 6 different spaces in there, depending on how many people we think will come. They're very odd.
There'll be 100.
I don't think in Cumbernauld.
No, not in Cumbernauld.
I don't think so.
There are always 100.
Not in Cumbernauld.
Yeah, I don't think we'll get that many. I think last time didn't check today, but the time before I checked was when Riley checked on Monday. There was 30.
Oh really?
I think. But the gut. But one was it was like one guy's name plus 10. So if he doesn't turn up, then it's 20. So I think it'll be like maybe 40 people.
I think we'll get 30 or 40 people.
Yeah.
Which
is fine.
Plus, I think it's the kind of thing at the last minute you decide. I mean, it's quite far away. And
if you're in Glasgow, there's no train to get there. It's like a half hour drive or a 40 minute drive.
But everybody's going to heard about the fabulous concert in Easterhouse.
So it might be the only. They'll already all come to Easterhouse. Maybe I don't know. I'm not. I'm not worried about how many people come. And actually, I hope that's the one place where we've got the local arts, like the theatre, to mail a lot of people. So I hope that we get some people from Cumbernauld. That's really
that'd be kind of the idea.
Yeah. Huh?
Well, we got some from people. You like that?
No, Pinnell.
Did he show up?
The drifting guy. He just heard about this tonight.
Oh.
Some guy, one of his friends, said, here, call this number and do what it says.
Who was that?
The guy with the cap. He was talking to me.
Yeah, I saw him. I spoke to him. He was a little odd, I thought.
What?
He was a little odd.
Like a little odd?
Yeah.
He's really very odd.
Like, he would only shake my hand with his left hand, so it was
he
all very
awkward. He shook my hand with his left hand, too.
I thought that was a bit affected. And then...
Gene Krupa used to do that. Gene Krupa, the drummer.
Oh, really?
Kind of developed his ambidexterity.
Oh, really?
So maybe he's like a great jazz prodigy.
Well, he did a book called The Drifting Book, which he self-published a number of years ago.
Uh-huh.
He's sending me a copy.
All right.
Long before he heard of DeBoard, he just discovered DeBoard.
Uh-huh.
And this friend thought this would be of some interest to him. So he sort of drifted into this, as he said.
All right.
Huh. Which I thought was cool. Yes, he was more than a little odd.
He looked like, I was going around beforehand and asking whether people wanted to be signed up to our email list, and everybody signs up. Everybody goes, oh yeah, yeah, this thing, I'll do this. And he looked like really affronted, like I just said, do you mind if I,
piss my pants.
Yeah, something like that.
I know, no, my God. He's
look,
also,
I mean, that's fair enough.
He's also a guy who used to play music in the arcades under 55 North before they converted to Posh Apartments.
There you go.
So he wanted to talk about that at some point.
He's our target audience.
Yeah, exactly what I was thinking. I mean, he's sort of a local.
Are you planning on just parking up, like, right in front of the...
Well, we're just trying to find any old space.
Okay. There's the... No way.
I like the Mandarin bar across from Rosie's bar. Globalization is all about.
Driving through it.
Oh.
Spotted mangoes yet, Barry?
I've not been looking. I mean, we've just traversed the entire Chinatown, so.
Mangoes.
That's the best one, is it? Can you just go on the end here? Everybody else is parked on these yellow lines.
change the way that you play if there's you know, there was 100, 110 people there tonight or something? Does it change? Do you make different decisions because there's more people compared to your summer concerts if there's less people? Does it change in any way? Is there anything that's different?
I mean, for you?
What do you mean?
If there's more people tonight than when you normally like do your summer concerts together, do you play in any different way? Is there anything you do that's different?
No, not so much.
No.
I'm just curious, I wonder.
Maybe only
wait to the crowd.
Only
any requests?
Small audiences. We are talking with.
Yeah. Yeah,
talking
usually
with
it's
them.
Much less formal.
Oh.
And we almost know everybody.
Yeah.
And watermelon.
They all have watermelon.
Watermelon for 100 people would be difficult.
Maybe a smaller fruit. Cherries.
Cherries.
Cherries would be easier.
Raspberries.
Sound itself may not be so much different.